Well, for me, the amazing thing is when I got here, well, I'm driving. Something fucked happened to my garage door, so I'm running late. I called Connie and I said, call for me! I'll be there, I'm flying here. I mean, I've never taken 267 and 28. It's a long run, but I said, never mind. Hopefully I fly, and I mean, and then it's going to be quicker. So, and then I'm driving like this, and I said, oh my goodness, we never talk about musician. Well, God, never mind. I mean, that's okay. And then she shows up, and I says, what kind of song is she going to sing? She writes, and she sings this one, my hair is like this. So it's, we'll talk about this. I'm going to include that sentence in my talk. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Lovely.
So,
can I start now? We are talking about treatment, and we talked a little bit with Dennis last time, and it was a phone talk that we, it was a very interactive kind of talk. I mean, we expressed, I mean, I thought it was fun. I hope he enjoyed it. And what we said about treatment is, this is the way we focus our minds of whatever we are living that is freaking us out. We're in fear, in doubt, in anger, in, I don't know, all kinds of negative emotion. And then there is something inside us that says, excuse me, this is not the way to live. This is not who you are. So you do anything to get out of there. People take drugs or alcohol, you go to the movies, you hear music, you dance, you eat, you do a million things. Get me out of here. And the amazing thing of this is that, I mean, those things are good. You feel better. If I eat my favorite ice cream and the Häagen-Dazs, I really feel better. Honestly feel better. But once you do the treatment, it's just stopping the world. Stop the world right now. Doesn't turn or anything. I'm just going to find out who I am and everything. It really centers you. It really fills your heart. And this is what treatment is. So once you are, have a problem or I mean a fear or something that you're having, and if you stop for a minute and you say, this is not the way I should live. I should live in joy, like Jeannie said. How do I get my mind? Because things are going to be the same, but you're not going to be the same. Mm-hmm. And that's the amazing thing of treatment. You will change your perspective. But guess what? When you change your perspective, the things in the outer world also change. Because we are creators. God is in our mind, and thoughts are things. And when you have the right thought, you start changing your environment. And you're a different person, and you're a much joyful person. But for me, really, what happens with treatment, I honestly am a practitioner, and I have been 5 years practitioner, and I have to tell you the truth. I only do recognition. That's the only thing I need. Of course, I go very quickly to the other steps, because you cannot help it. It's almost automatically. When I hear that the recognition was the most important, no. You don't understand me. Recognition is one thing, unification is one thing, and where is my wish? My wish is the important one. I want my job, I want my car, I want my clothes, I want my money, I want my everything. I want. No, yes, God is all there is. Yes. Yeah. No, but my important thing, God, don't forget. I need a new job, I need more money, I need my son to be well, I need my health. This is the important thing. Sure. Okay. But once I started doing the treatments, because it's something, see, when you do the practice, it's like an athlete. If you want to run 40 miles, you won't be able to do it the first time. But if you do it and you do it, you become stronger. And then your mind starts changing. You're a different person. You think differently. And guess what? Also, your life is different. Completely different. Some things will get better, some other things get that they were not wrong, they get wrong, but you are not the same person. You are going to be able to handle whatever life gives to you. It doesn't matter. I always have told everyone that I feel like life is like the sea. Sea is wave after wave after wave after wave. When you're little, the tiny little wave that takes the sand away from you, you fall down when you're two years old, 3 years old. Then, I mean, you're a little bit bigger, and then you risk a little bit more, and then you go in a little bit, and then the wave is about this big, and then you're having fun and everything. When you're seven, I mean, maybe you go farther, and then you discover that you can go under the wave, and instead of the wave, I mean, just for you. Because, I mean, if you don't do it, I mean, we all have been there, that we have been rolled over by a wave and everything like that. Then, I mean, you continue to grow, and you continue to grow, and the waves come and come and come. The bigger you are, the greater the waves that you can handle. Now, to me, I have learned that it's not important the wave that is, you're under the wave or whatever it is. It's the waves that are coming, because waves cannot continue but come. I want to be like the California dudes. The bigger the wave, the most fun they have. Because once you have the tool, you're not scared anymore about the sea. You know how it's going to react. You're going to start having fun. And the fun is the confidence of this step that is recognition. It doesn't matter what the life gives to you, because you know that you are connected fully to Source, and nothing really, really wrong is going to happen. Nothing. What is the worst case? That you die? Oh, wow. That you're going to lose everything? I mean, your possessions and everything like that? That's not true. That's somehow... I mean, billions survive. And somehow, God is always protecting us or doing something. So, it really what happens is that you start losing the fear of living. And this is the amazing part. So, every time I do this recognition, it always, I mean, blows my mind. And now, I wrote 3 pages of recognition. And this is how you're going to do it, but you keep on doing it, because the first time you say, yes, thank you, God is all there is. Well, all there is God. That's it. Okay. But then you start discovering, and I love, I mean, how Signs of Mind starts that there is only one. One power, one mind, one life. And this is the loving, eternal presence. And it's good. And it's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. God is everything. It's in everything. God is in the invisible and not the visible. God is... is in the microcosmos or in the macrocosmos. From the most minuscule particle of the atom to the greater celestial mass. I just saw a program that it blew my mind. They discovered that there is a sun 1,000,000 times bigger than our sun.
Wow.
Couldn't get it. My mind is too limited. Couldn't get it. With these Hubble repairs that they are doing right now, we're going to have, I always feel like the Hubble is like sitting in a movie. When you're sitting really in the back, those huge things, you see it like this, and then the Hubble is bringing all the universe into our eyes, which I think is wonderful. So I think we're going to go, about three rows farther in this movie, so that we can see. But the guy who is doing the repair, he says, this is my favorite picture. This is the end of the universe. I mean, the farthest that Hubble could see. And then you see tiny little specks about this big, like that. And it says, well, we counted down, and at the end of the universe is 3,000,000 of galaxies.
Wow.
So I say, oh my God, okay, I'm getting the picture. I'm getting the picture of, in the macrocosmos, God is all there is. This is all God. And so it really, I love this scientific program because of that, because it really, gets my mind a little bit more educated. I mean, in ignorance, I mean, it's not good. Now, the incredible thing is, God is the infinite cause and the infinite effect. It is the source and the manifestation. It's everything. It's this divine intelligence, just the being, just the willingness to manifest everything that is. And God is this, from that to this incredible energy that is always pulsating. Everything pulsates. The stars pulsate, the atom pulsates, your heart pulsates, breathing is a pulsation, everybody pulsates, the fish, the dogs, the sharks, I mean, everything is that. How does a little blade and the grass grow? Like pulsation, same thing. And the amazing thing is, I said, well, funny that our heart pulsates. I think God has a heart that pulsates. That's what the creation is. It's God's heart pulsating. Let's call it like that. God is also the most incredible thing. God is a table. Oh, how come you call it a table? What makes a table table? What keeps the atoms being a table? Or the cloth? God is the energy that pulsates, and I cannot control my heart. God is there pulsating my heart. God is also pulsating, giving me the breath in and out, in and out. But guess what? God is also the air that I breathe, and also the red cells in my blood. So it's everything. It's absolutely everything. God is always present. Don't make any mistakes. I mean, God is in everything. See all the desires? God is the divine activity of my work. God is the prosperity. God is the money. God is the joy. God is the vacation and all the views. God is always the perennial giver of life, and you know, is not only finished creating, but is creating anew. I'm convinced that those little fishes that look like very creepy in the undersea, I'm completely sure that they were not there before. I think they just created maybe a million years ago or something. Because they are so exquisite. I mean, how do we know? Maybe God continues to create, I mean, new forms, new plants, new everything. But we don't know. What is impressive is that God is still creating on me. It creates new cells. They say that we have, I mean, a different body every year. I mean, my skin, my hair, my eyes, my everything is new. So, I mean, continues to create. Now, this is amazing. God is in is beauty, and is harmony, and is perfect order, and is balance, and is in the laughter, in the music, in the smell, in the colors, in the taste. In chocolate, even in chocolate. This is great. God is in the sound of the music. How best is the music? How amazing is a smile in a child? How gorgeous is a sunset? How amazing is a thunderstorm? How refreshing is the water? I mean, the idea, this garden, this planet that we live in, is outstanding. That's what it really, I mean, really bugs. I mean, I never cease to amaze me every time I think about that. But God is also this perfection, this bliss, this joy, this love, this complete well-being. Except this picture that it says that God did two mistakes, that I think is the avocado has the seed too big. That's what he said, that's the only mistake that God made. And I think ostriches, they are ugly. That's what I think, oh my God, that's a picture that says that God recognizes I made two mistakes. Ostriches are really ugly. They're too, way too big and everything like that. And I think I put the seed in the avocado too big. So, I mean, so God is in everything that we ask. God is in the loan I'm going to get for my home. God is so vast. They say that they cannot count the galaxies in the universe, but just to understand what a trillion, trillion, trillion of trillions are, is that it's almost like as much grains of sand we have in our beaches. This is the abundance of God. God is not cheapo, picky, doing little things. How many leaves are there in the trees? How many grass or glades? How many suns? How many galaxies? How many people? How many everything? So once we get into this cosmic reality, because we lost sight of that, then I mean we begin to understand, first of all, what is it that God is? Who are we? Where are we asking? Why are we freaking out? When there is thousands of, just open your big eyes and you see everything around you and acknowledge that amazing presence, and your heart goes immediately, says, oh, okay, come on, calm down. To me, I mean, the most amazing thing is that recognition, it really opens my mind. I can certainly lose the perspective that I'm having here right now, the traffic, somebody cut me up, I'm angry, whatever it is, to this expansion of what it is. I regain my sanity. Why am I worrying about? I have an infinite presence, loving, eternal. I am eternal. Why am I worrying about this freaking problem that I had with my boss last week? It really helps me to remind me and reorient my thought to the truth. And knowing that we are part of God, that is the second step, unification, that really makes it. And of course, the third one, I just, of course, I mean, if God is so abundant, why am I so worried about money? God will provide. God, that's His job. Sustainer of life. This energy pervades everything. Money is not nothing but God's energy. If we are open to this, then the energy flows because we have a consciousness that accepts, embraces, grabs it, understands it. And then, I mean, that's easy for the goodness to come to you. But while we are in this freaking moment, it's like you are ironing. But guess what? You're not connecting your iron to the source. You can iron the whole morning, one blouse. If it's not connected, you won't be ironing. So that's what recognition makes. Now, what also happens is it really changes my emotions. It fills my heart with bliss, with awe. I rejoice. My trust increases a trillion times. My confidence, my faith, my peace, my harmony. It opens a vortex of hope. But even more for me, is I jump into this hope, into this love, with complete abandonment. I need a new job, God. That's your job. It's not mine. That's divine activity. It cannot help but manifest. God doesn't have any hands or feet or anything like that. We are the hands or feet of God. Your center. This is the best thing. God wants you to have that center. That's His job. How He's going to prosper. It's amazing. It's amazing when you understand about, I mean, how this is working. It's just a matter that we, once we understand it, we jump into this eternal, tender and caring love. We release all fear and doubt and uncertainty and anxiety. And I mean any issue. Have you ever found something better than this? I mean, drug won't do it. Alcohol won't do it. This certainty is really, I mean, like healing. Once you realize, I mean, that presence that is in everything and in everybody and in every single thing, even in my mother-in-law, it really changes your perspective forever. When we know the truth, all the treatment steps go, I mean, as a consequence, as a logical consequence. If God is all there is, I am that. Therefore, everything that I want is God also. So thank you, God. That's it. And you release your word. You're done. That's why for me, I never go to stop, I mean, very deeply. I mean, I do the recognition the biggest I can, and it's almost, I mean, automatically. I cannot help but continue thinking, continue giving thanks, and continue understanding that everything that I want is already mine, and it's already here, and it will happen. It doesn't matter. I have a little issue that has not manifested in many years, and everybody knows that. I mean, I've been asking for a love partner, whatever it is, I mean, for the longest time, but I know it will happen. I'm complete. No. It won't. There is nothing that it tells me that it won't happen. It's not possible. It doesn't matter that it has taken 15 years. It doesn't matter. I know it will be here. Yeah, that's what it happens, that it gives you... Sometimes I tell him, okay, you know what? God, you're eternal, but I'm not. I'm getting really very old, so hurry up. But it's that. I mean, when you do that, I mean, that's amazing. So it increases your peace, your courage, your strength, your fortitude, allows certainty and clarity, and renovates your soul, and renews your enthusiasm and your drive. This is what recognition does for you. And I will tell you that, honestly, for me, recognition is like a lullaby for my soul. It's somebody that really, I mean, really pampers me. Or maybe it's like a firework. A cosmic firework. And imagine a cosmic, and then every single little spark is something wonderful that God is. Or maybe it's winning a multi-million dollar lottery. Or maybe it's going to Niagara Falls, if you're thirsty, and see that amount of incredible force and strength of water and well-being and life pouring. I mean, it's so amazing. Maybe it's like going like Everest and then going to the top. I don't need a mask. I don't need my heart, my legs hurting. And just watching that incredible view, that is really what recognition is. It's just getting where you are, going up the mountain, and just having the perfect perspective of how this is. And if worker scenario, help me here, David, what is the flair that when somebody is in rescue mode, they put a and it says help, SOS, or whatever it is? So this is what recognition is. Find your own. Nobody can do this job for you. So in the second part, what I would like to do, I would like Naomi to play her beautiful, and then for a little while, and then you start doing that step. Think about everything that you think. Everything. I mean, God is in the door, or in my children, or in my husband's hair, or wherever it is, so that you have a personal experience of this incredible, I mean, step that is recognition. Because you take it home, And the next time that we are freaking out, you say, excuse me, what did I wrote? Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is going to give you, and it's always going to be the start of your treatment. But you have it done. And maybe, I mean, with time, maybe it will happen to you that says, oh, okay, so if God is this trillions of galaxies, I can certainly have a job. Don't you think so? Thank you, God. Bye. That's it. Because this is what releasing the world says. Thank you, God. Bye. You take care of it. So that's what I would like to do for the next one. And in the meantime, I hope when we come back, if you have a lullaby song, I would love to hear that. Thank you. Thank you.